Never say you can't do it. Say, I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. And that's true with everything. There's nothing that you can't do. You may not have done it yet. We don't know if you can do it or not until you really practice, and then you find out if you can do it or not, or how well you can do it.
Yeah.
If we don't do it, maybe someone else will do it. Have you ever had that experience where you have an idea for something and you don't do it, and then 6 months later you see that someone else has done it? Mm. It's not because they took your idea. It's that it's time for that. You can act on it or not. And if you see, and the artists, the best artists are the ones who have the best antenna for this material that's available. It's coming through. The best comedians see the best jokes. They see them coming. We all live in the same world. The way you see it, you have the best joke because you see it best. Don't do things just because you think you're going to get something for it. That's not why we do things. Yeah. Do what's interesting to you. Follow what's interesting. Don't worry about the outcome.
Yeah.
We don't know. We can't predict the outcome. We can never predict the outcome. Follow your own inner guide. It directs us. It might not make sense. It might not make sense to us. It might not make sense to anyone else. Certainly won't make sense to anyone else. But it might not even make sense to us. And that's okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
Listen to yourself. Why is it telling you this? All we can do is make something good and put it out and hope for the best. And that's all there is. We never know why things... Why does something work? Even if you make a piece of art, you might, and it works, you may not know why. We don't make these things for an outcome. It's not the mindset to make something great. The outcome happens. You're making the best thing you can make. It's a devotional practice. Whatever happens after that happens. And that part that happens after it is completely out of your control. Putting any energy into that part that's out of your control is a waste of time. All it is, all it does is undermine your work. Your work is to make the best thing you can. So any thought you have about outcome undermines the whole thing.
What do you see is the thing that holds people back the most from being their most creative and best self?
I think it's being concerned what other people think. I made this thing that I love, but I think other people would like it more if I made it different for them. We don't know what they would like. It's all in our head. It comes back to this thing of what I think isn't good enough.
Mm.
You know, if I like it, that doesn't mean anything. That's what people think. It's like, just because I like it, that doesn't give it any value. Like, as an artist, if you like it, that's all of the value. That's the success comes when you say, I like this enough for other people to see it. Not other people like it, so it's successful. That doesn't mean anything, because that's other people liking it is out of your control. If you're aiming towards greatness, you don't get there by what other people think.
Yeah.
It doesn't work that way. The only advice I would have would be to not listen to anyone and to do what you love. And to make things that you love, whatever it is, make your favorite things. Be the audience. You be the audience. Make the thing for you the audience. And it doesn't really matter what anyone else thinks. And if you have to get a job to support yourself so that you can make your art, that's fine. You can't make art for someone else. You can't make art with someone else in mind. I don't believe it can be good.
I write a weekly letter called A Last Stare. It's free, simple, and written to help you see life a little differently.